Passion in politics, development versus preservation, controversy, divisiveness, and even litigation. All of it surrounds a relatively small parcel of land in downtown Ann Arbor. What happens next with the so-called library lot will be decided on November 6 as Proposal A. On the surface, voters are being asked to choose between an urban park and civic center and a mixed-use high-rise with a public plaza.
What we're aiming for is more than just a park. We're aiming for sort of a center for the city.
That is Will Hathaway. He's the leader of the Ann Arbor Central Park Ballot Committee, which is campaigning for passage of Proposal A. Opponents contend there are long-term consequences of the urban park idea.
So a yes vote would force the city to either raise taxes to pay for this new park or siphon funds from our existing neighborhood parks and other areas of the budget. Or it might just remain a parking lot in perpetuity.
That is Jen Iyer. She serves as a volunteer spokesperson for Voters for a Responsible Ann Arbor. That group is leading the Vote No on Proposal A campaign. So what exactly is in play? The city-owned property is nestled just north of the downtown library branch along Fifth Avenue and bounded by William, Division, and Liberty Streets. It sits atop the Library Lane underground parking structure. City officials say in total the property covers just over an acre and a half. About 8/10 of that qualifies for development. Alan Haber is a member of the Ann Arbor Committee for the Community Commons and was a driving force in getting the library lot proposal on the ballot. What does he envision for the future of the property?
Well, this is a three-element design, beginning with a green roof over the street-level part of the parking lot now, an elevated area over the ramps, and a building over the library lane, with a connection with the library and a connection with Liberty Plaza to integrate the entire block.
That's not at all what Ann Arbor City Council envisioned back in April when it voted to authorize the sale of the library lot development rights. Chicago-based developer Core Spaces has plans to construct a 17-story building that would include retail space, a hotel, and office space. The Collective on Fifth, as it's being referred to, would also include a number of apartments, some which would be dedicated to workforce housing, and it would contain a 12,000-square-foot public plaza. Lynn Song is an Ann Arbor District Library Board member. The Library Board unanimously opposes Proposal A. With over 600,000 visitors the library gets each year, Lynn says there's a benefit to the mixed-use development plan.
If this space is activated, which is, I guess, this urban planning term, with a hotel, you know, conference centers, I think not only would it meet, you know, potentially meet the library's, some of the library's needs, but also the demand on wanting to host things in a really vibrant city.
To supporters of Proposal A, that's part of the point. The city's already vibrant. According to Hathaway, a town square community gathering place will only add to the city's vitality.
We don't need to sell our public land in order to get development. We have plenty of development going on, and there's no shortage of new revenue from downtown development. There's lots of towers going up. So this is not some kind of desperate need. This is really sort of a project of some people in the city who would like to see even more development than we already have.
So what do residents think? 26-year-old Whit Freilich is a medical student at the University of Michigan. He says the Collective on Fifth development better suits his future needs.
Living downtown is quite attractive. You have access to downtown services, downtown businesses. This is a busy part of town, and adding more people would make it even busier. So I'd be more inclined to live in downtown Ann Arbor knowing that I would have easy access to everything that the city has to offer.
At a recent public forum on Proposal A, WEMU spoke with other voters that shed light on the different values that makes this such a divisive issue. Odile Ugono plans on voting for Proposal A because of what she believes to be a lack of adequate public space in the area.
There is no place to go downtown where you can sit on a bench, you can drink in a water fountain. People could play a little band with a little amphitheater, and children could play in the playground.
Core Spaces recently announced it would up the ante and contribute more money to the development of a public plaza for its proposed development. It had already committed $25,000 annually for programming. Corporate spokesperson Jeanette Smith confirmed Core Spaces will spend another $100,000 on the plaza if the development becomes reality.
This is something that was already being talked about internally to make the public plaza programming really dynamic. It's just now we did get the corporate approval for it.
Will Hathaway of the Ann Arbor Central Park Ballot Committee questions the timing of such an announcement so close to Election Day.
I'm not that cheap, and you can't buy my vote that way.
There are other money issues to consider. Core Spaces is willing to pay Ann Arbor $10 million for the property's development rights. The city has said half would go into the Affordable Housing Fund. Jen Iyer adds.
The other $5 million will be used to repurchase the Y lot, which is a site right across the street and right next to the Blake Transit Center, and that could be developed with affordable housing as well.
When it comes to the affordable housing issue, Alan Haber says city officials need to adapt and change policy, not sell off what little remains of the city's open space.
A new city council should enact a formula to take a certain percent of all the new money that comes in to put into the affordable housing fund. So there's a guaranteed income stream, whether that's from the hotel tax, marijuana tax, or the parking fees.
Jessica A.S. Lita is part of the community organization Welcoming Ann Arbor. That group is part of the Vote No campaign. She is also a sitting member of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority Board. While the DDA is not taking a formal stance on Proposal A, Lita says the core spaces plan would generate a good deal of revenue for the city beyond the sale price.
Conservative, but I think pretty peg-on estimates estimate that the project will generate approximately $2 to $2.3 million in taxes every year. That includes taxes that go to the Ann Arbor District Library, the public schools, as well as basic services like roads, fixing the potholes, and improving our public safety.
Prop A opponents continue to emphasize that if passed, the urban park plan amounts to an unfunded mandate. Will Hathaway disagrees, saying,
"Actually, we're in a very sort of ironically enviable position for a park because located in the downtown, we can draw on the funds of the Downtown Development Authority."
Is that true? Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor says technically DDA money could be used for some of the urban park project. But DDA board member Joan Lowenstein says it's unlikely.
The DDA is not just an ATM for any idea that comes up in the downtown. The mission of the DDA is to provide infrastructure that will enhance economic development within our downtown district. So our economic development and our infrastructure was the underground parking garage at Library Lane. We built the parking garage so that we could encourage development of something on top, and that something was going to be a multi-use building.
Alan Haber says there are other options for funding.
So when we talked to the Ann Arbor Community Foundation, they said, "Very interesting. If you get approval, then come and talk to us." Similarly, the Rotary Club, similarly, other foundations and rich people with whom I and others have talked.
There's also the matter of politics. When City Council agreed to sell the library lot's development rights, the vote was 8-3. Mayor Christopher Taylor was among those leading the push. At a Prop A public forum, voter Frank Wilhelm told WEMU the mayor has ulterior motives.
He and his council allies have spent over $1 million on the proposed train station. They don't know where dollar one is coming for the $85 million construction of that train station. The tree line project, the green corridor around the downtown, that doesn't have permanent funding. So he's very selective on what he will back and how he presents it.
Mayor Taylor says there are significant differences in his approach to city projects and the way Proposal A supporters are operating.
I am not proposing that we amend our city charter to obligate the city to build a train station. I'm not recommending that we change our city charter to obligate us to build the tree line. If you're going to include in the city charter an obligation to develop an area, to retain an area for a civic commons, there needs to be funding for it. and there simply isn't any funding here.
Now the question becomes, what happens after voters render a decision on November 6th? Community Commons spokesperson Alan Haber says some of the mayor's allies won't be there post-election.
The election in August changed the dynamic. When the mayor's group was not able to keep their people in office. Kurt Westfall was defeated. The person they put up in the first ward was defeated. Chuck Warpachowski, who was sure he was in like Flynn from ever, you know, he was defeated. And Graydon Crapful in the fourth ward was defeated by new people.
If Proposal A passes, the city charter would be amended. As stated word for word in the ballot proposal, the library law would be designated in perpetuity as an urban park and civic center commons to be known as the center of the city. Would that bring an end to the library lot issue? Mayor Taylor says.
I'm uncertain as to the language's legal effect. It would certainly be possible for core spaces to seek to have the language invalidated if they came to the conclusion that it was somehow improper. So I guess if Proposal A passes, there'll be a high level of uncertainty, and we'll see what happens next.
Core Spaces issued a statement to WEMU that it would internally discuss its options before deciding what to do should voters pass Proposal A. If it is defeated, it doesn't mean a high-rise will suddenly pop up. There is still a pending lawsuit on the matter. City Council members Ann Bannister and Sumi Kailasapathy sued the city, Mayor Taylor, and City Clerk Jackie Boudry over the Core Spaces agreement. They contend the sale of the library lot development rights was illegally executed. The arguments have been heard in Washington County Circuit Court, but it's unclear when Judge David Schwartz will issue his ruling. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.